Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dusty Staub is here, too. Dusty has become one of our great Brain Trust members over the last couple of years. He's got many years of experience as a success coach, an executive coach. He's written hundreds of articles and, I don't know, something under 100 books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. The Seven Acts, not six, but Seven Acts of Courage is one of his books. In fact, it's out in a new edition right now. And also, The Heart of Leadership, the book says Robert E. Staub II. We call him Dusty. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, I love the quote, and I agree with this one. This is one of the few things that I kind of admire about Woody Allen. Don't have anything against him. He's just not somebody I think about a lot from a leadership standpoint, except for this one thing that he said that I'm sure you know. He said 80% of life is showing up. And I'll tell you, having logged a few years on this planet, that's more correct than not. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. And let's break showing up down into a couple of components. It's not just standing there and being physically present. Showing up means that you're attentive, that you're engaged, that you have the courage to follow the line of conversation and to follow what's going on and not retreat into mechanical automatic responses. Showing up is when you're fully present. And for me, that part of transformational living.
And that's the opposite. That's the opposite of phoning it in, right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. You got it.
Well, I do believe, though, there is something to be said if we could slow down just for a minute. I do believe there's something to be said for literally being there. And here's why I'm saying that. One of the stories I tell on myself, Dusty, is over the years, back in the day when I was a commissioned salesman, there were days. I mean, I worked hard. I did a good job. I won all the awards and I was as good as they got. But there were still days. But let's say it was pouring down rain. I mean, just literally. And I was B2B. I was out in my car all over the place. Right. There were days when I just didn't want to show up. But I did anyway. I got up. Yeah. I got dressed. I went out. I never stayed home. I always went in the. I was in the marketplace, and even on those days where I intended to not do anything but just be there, I still did something. I learned something. I got some business. Accidentally, it would run over me, right? Because I literally didn't stay home, and so I do think that the physical appearance is not to be minimized. But now what you're saying is, you're saying let's learn how, once we get there, let's learn how to take that to the next level. Even when we might not want to. What do you think?
For example, you're right. The physical presence is important. And you can be physically present and miss an opportunity because you're not attentive. There was one of my clients who's now CEO of a $100 million business. He was on an elevator, and he was a young man. He was on an elevator, and he was not feeling well, but he had gone to work. He was a little depressed, and he's on the elevator, and this man gets on who seems a little down, and he rounds himself up, and he reaches out, and he says, "Are you okay?" The guy looks at him and says, "Yeah, I'm feeling a little down." And they had a conversation. They got off. The guy invited him to have coffee. Turned out he was CEO of a business. He was so taken with this guy's openness. He asked him to come in and interview, and they hired him, and he became a mentor for this guy.
Wow.
Now, if he'd been there physically present but hadn't paid attention, made the gesture to reach out, you know, it never would have happened.
I like
that changed his whole life.
I like the way you said pay attention. I really think that's important. And not just pay attention, but way too many people, it seems to me. I've seen this. I've watched this. I've been side by side with this before. People who don't see other people. They don't notice what's going on around them. Somebody could be in great distress or whatever. Maybe even animated, you know, in an animated way. And they just walk right by them. They don't see other people. If you're in sales, as you probably know, Dusty, if you're in sales, if I'm trying to call on you and which I'm trying to do business with you, I'm watching every twitch that you're making. What do you think?
And you're looking for an opportunity, you know. And the, one of the things is I train consultants, and we train sales forces. One part of our work. And the thing that I often find makes people make a mistake, they're busy trying to tell you how great their product is, how great their service are, how great they are. And they're not really kind of interested in saying, you know, Jim, tell me how great you are. Tell me about you. Mm-hmm. And when you take the time to really pay attention, to ask those questions, to really watch the other person and stay attentive, the other person then wants to hear what you've got. Mm-hmm. And so it's really your, you know, that old rule of why do you have two ears and one mouth? And so part of transformational effectiveness in living and leading has to do with not only showing up, it's being attentive, it's paying attention, and it's showing interest in the other person and the other group.
There's another word that I'd like to introduce to this conversation that I brought up in the past on the show a few times. And it's a word I learned from somebody a long time ago, and it's the concept of being available.
Yeah.
Making yourself available to the person that you see, to whatever's going on in their life, but also making yourself available to the moment that you're in, this moment in time, making yourself available and being curious enough to say to yourself, and I love doing this, be curious enough to say to yourself, huh, I'm going to see where this is going to go. What do you think?
Yes, yes. And that's for me, that's when you really show up, is when you make yourself available and you're curious. And I would say a word I like to use is it's the idea of gifting. One of the ways we gift people is with our attention. We gift people with the quality of our questions. We gift people with reflecting and sharing something of ourselves so that they get a sense of connectivity. And when people feel connected, when there is that heart connection, amazing things happen, Jim. We work
gifting,
with organizations.
Gifting. That's interesting. Give me a 10-second definition of gifting.
Gifting is, you and I are sitting there and we're talking. And,
no, you know, that's not 10 seconds. You missed that. Dusty, you're on radio. When I say 10 seconds, it's 10 seconds. Hold on to that thought, folks.
Right.
Dusty and I will be right back. I'm going to make him give us that definition after the break. We're going to talk some more about transformational leading and living.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.